Welcome back to another episode of Top Comment Podcast. I'm your host, Patrick Tommaso. I hope you're staying safe. I hope you're staying inside. Today, my guest is Isabella Presnell. She's a wonderful artist. She is a photographer, a filmmaker, just like everybody that's on this podcast. She does a little bit of everything. What's particularly interesting about Isabella is that she comes from a very creative family. And so we dove into various topics, but one of those was what it's like to grow up with a bunch of creative people and creative parents, and how much that influences your decisions in life and the creations that you make. So without further ado, I hope you enjoy this episode of Top Comment Podcast. This is episode 51 with Isabella Presnell. Enjoy. Okay, run. Isabella, how are you?
Hey. I'm good. I'm under a very big blanket right now, so, you know.
Nice. Yeah, it's definitely like, it feels weird because I guess, yeah, we're a pretty big time difference, like 6 hours, right?
Yes. Something usually like it's seven. I haven't gone over, or Finland and Europe haven't like changed times yet, so it's now only 6 hours, but usually it's seven, so yeah.
Yeah, it's crazy. Because I was gonna say, like, here it's 11 something, and it's like everyone's in track pants, and it's like super cozy vibes all the time. Like Fran works with a blanket on all the time. It just seems to be like the mood. It's like no one's like, you know, what's funny. I saw, I think it was Jimmy Kimmel is doing like Fancy Friday, where his wife is making him put on a suit and pretending that he has to like go to work just to have like some sense of normalcy. And I'm kind of thinking like that's not a terrible idea. Like maybe I should wear jeans one day this week.
Yeah. Well, I'm wearing jeans right now because I'm like, I can't work in sweatpants because then I don't focus.
Yeah,
but
totally.
I was, because on TikTok, I was seeing like this girl had posted like her mom wearing like an evening gown. And she's like, you know, I can wear whatever I want at home. So I'm going to wear this evening gown, you know. And I was like, you know, mood, wearing just whatever you want. I mean, most people, yeah, choose track pants, but you know, some people want to wear an evening gown.
That's so funny. So tell me a little bit about, like, this is a question I ask everybody, and it's always the hardest question to answer because I have a hard time answering this too, but like, tell me a little bit about like what you do. Like, you obviously, you're a photographer. Oh. You do video, you do everything, and I understand you're also still in school, right?
Yeah, so I'm in my second year of my bachelor degree, which is a bachelor's in media and art, and specifically I study in the fine art path. But after your first year, you can start taking minors. So minors are per semester, so in your second year, you can start taking minors that are in different paths, so like interactive media or music production.
Nice.
So, I mean, I mainly stick to the fine art path, and now I'm taking one called cultural export that kind of covers, it goes for all, like anyone can take it, for example, and it doesn't really have a specific path. It's just kind of like offered for everyone. So yeah, so I do that. And then, yeah, I'm a videographer first, and then photographer and artist. Artist is kind of like vaguely, but that's just because I study fine art and have been doing art
I was actually just thinking, like, I feel like the first time I was introduced to your work was through like painting. It wasn't even video or photography. I remember just being like enamored by your paintings. Like you are a beautiful artist for painting and all that kind of stuff. It's really, really nice stuff.
Yeah. So yeah, painting is definitely my like medium for art or photography. So, and like, I mean, wait, no, I think the first time we came in contact was through MIF last year, the moment.
Oh yeah, that too. Yeah, that too. Yeah, you're right. And then I think what stuck in my mind most was also just like your paintings and stuff. Cause I remember
the whole painting series where I kind of like stole your
photos, for sure.
But like, no, more like borrowed it as inspiration and then just recreated it by painting it. But yeah.
Totally. Totally. So, and I've noticed too, like, you come from a very creative family, right? It feels like everyone in your family is some sort of media artist, right?
Yes. So Gabby, my sister, they're definitely the artist of the family. They create such like portraits out of like all types of mediums, like using paint, collaging, and recently I've been using like clay and stuff. Like, honestly, their art is amazing and like I could never compare. And then Christian, you know Chris much better through Twitter and all that as well. He's a photographer, and like obviously his photos are amazing, like landscapes and architecture and portraits. Like, he does it all. And yeah, and then my mom works in marketing and has been doing social media marketing since before it was even a thing, basically.
Yeah, that's cool.
Surprisingly enough, my dad, he actually is a helicopter pilot. So
oh, wow.
So he started out in the Army and learned to fly there then. And then after that, when we were in the States, he had various jobs such as like a news helicopter pilot. So flying like the news helicopter, an EMS pilot, search and rescue. And then he was a test pilot for a while, but now he's been working more on the ground. And actually now he works with a company that they have a helicopter simulator. So they teach like piloting to like pilots who can come train, because obviously it's very expensive to like fly a helicopter all the time, but totally, pilots need to have a certain amount of hours per year. So they offer, like, they have these giant, they're huge simulators in this hangar where people or pilots come and they like train and get their hours per year.
That's awesome. Did you ever feel the itch to get into aviation? It felt like, it seems like your entire family was creative, and I would even argue being a pilot is creative in its own right, right? So did you ever get the itch to become a pilot or getting into like aviation in any way because of your dad?
No. I was definitely much more into creative, and like I've always leaned towards like marketing stuff with my mom. And like, because she started out with like the magazine and like online store, and then doing marketing and like influencer marketing through the company she worked with in New York. But so I definitely leaned more towards her. And like, actually, it was Chris who leaned towards the aviation for a long time. We thought he would become the next pilot of the family, but no, he also came to the creative side.
Yeah. Yeah. It's really interesting how family dynamics work, right? It's like, I try to think about like who in my family was doing this kind of stuff before me. And there really isn't someone in my family. Both my parents took like either teaching or construction. And then I also think about like my younger brother, who's like 14 years younger than me, just isn't into this stuff at all. And the whole like nature versus nurture thing, it's like maybe it isn't all about like just the product of experience, you know what I mean? Like maybe even if, like, knock on wood, you're in a different family, you might have still ended up being an artist. Like maybe it had nothing to do with like the influence. It just sort of is in you in a weird way. Have you ever thought about it like that? You didn't feel pressured to get into creatives, but do you think you were inspired by like your mom and stuff? Like was it inspiration more so?
I think maybe. I mean, like, my mom doesn't do video at all and, like, is more, like, on the marketing and technical side of that, obviously, and not, like, necessarily. I mean, she is producing content, and she was, like, taking photos for her blog and everything. So, I mean, there's that side. But for me, it was just more about doing something, because, like, I started as, like, on YouTube and creating ridiculous vlogs and, like, Lego stop motions with Chris. So
yeah
that like kind of just developed into me being like, oh, I actually kind of like making videos. So I started making like fashion and lifestyle and like travel vlogs. So it was more of just kind of progressed as like over time, that it was like kind of just developed in that way.
Yeah, it just felt natural, right?
Yeah, exactly.
So how are you doing? Like, this is something we talk about on this podcast a lot, but how are you dealing with the whole like jack of all trades feel of just kind of having your hands on every aspect of creativity, whether it's painting or, you know, doing videos or taking pictures and stuff? Like, do you feel like you want to focus in on something moving forward, like after school or whatnot? Or do you kind of want to just keep like going at it from all angles as much as possible?
I mean, I feel actually like kind of on both sides of that. A lot of the times I'm kind of going back and forth, because for me, painting and like being an artist is much more of a hobby, or not, like, it's just like a, not something that I want to do as work, for example.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And like with video, that's what I do for work right now anyway, through our company. So for me, it's still fun. And for me, like, I love creating videos, but like, I always say that my like top skill or like my specialty is video editing. So for me, if I was just a video editor, I would be content with that. But at the same time, I also know that, like, for example, in Finland, because it is kind of a smaller market, it is kind of easier to be a jack of all trades, and kind of knowing how to do different things kind of gives you a little bit more opportunities, I feel. So being able to and like get more gigs in that sense. So for me, it kind of depends on the situation. But like, I feel like after school, I would like to continue like working in marketing and kind of creating content for brands, because I do find a lot of, I'm trying to think of the right word, but like it brings me a lot of joy. That's not the right word that I was thinking of, but like that's kind of basically it.
Definitely.
Doing a lot of different things. So for me, that's kind of what I want to do.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, I'm the same way. It's just, I also just have like ADD towards creativity, where I might be really into making music one day, and then the next day I want to do more videos, and then the next day I want to do more pictures, right? It's just, it's, I think a lot of people feel that way, where it's just, you want to kind of focus in on one thing, but then that energy into one thing only lasts so long. And all of a sudden you just want to try something else.
Exactly.
Like really, really quickly, you want to bounce around. Tell me a little bit more about the company's thing. Is that like a family business thing or something you started with your brother, or how's that work?
Yeah. So Presnell 5 is our company. So was my mom and I, and then technically my dad, because in Finland you need 3 people to start a company. So he's also the co-founder.
He's the pilot. Yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
He's your helicopter. He does your drone shot.
Yeah, exactly. He's the drone filmer and photographer. So any drone photos or like video that you see, he did it, because I can't fly the drone, and I'm like, you can just fly it. So, so we started it, what year was it? 2018, the fall of 2018.
Cool.
After the company that my mom had been working at and that I had been freelancing at, they kind of went bankrupt. We won't talk about that, but
yeah, I know what
so
happens.
After that, we started, my mom had already been thinking about it, so we started the company, and then from there, so she offers like marketing consultant and is like a rental CMO for companies. So she's been like, she just offers her like expertise, because she has been working in the field like basically since it started, like social media marketing. So
yeah, that's awesome.
And then through that, like I am like the videographer. So anytime a company wants, or my mom suggests that like maybe video would be a good idea, then I'm the person that comes in and creates the videos. So, and then Chris does the photography, of course. And he sometimes is the one who's behind like the camera as well. For example, if I need to be on camera, or if we need someone, a second person to film as well. So.
That's really cool. It's cool that it's a family business too, that you guys get to kind of work together, right?
Yeah, exactly. So Gabby hasn't quite come into it yet, but I think they will at some point. I mean, they are definitely the artists of the family, so it's a little bit different what they do. So that's why.
So your aspirations then, is it to kind of just keep growing the family business? Do you want to go work at a company for a bit after school? Like, have you thought about that?
I have thought about that. I mean, like, I'm planning to do my exchange in Toronto either this fall. I don't know if that'll happen now due to everything that's going on, but maybe in the spring, then if this fall isn't, if, you know, it doesn't happen. But so I think at some point, I mean, like, our company is very, like, I'm trying to, don't know what the word is, but it's basically like
grassroots, like, small, like a small vibe.
Yeah, it's small, or that's not quite the word I was looking for, but essentially it's like we can work on our own projects outside of it. It's not where it's like for example, my
mom.
Yeah,
you're not. Yeah, you're, like, sorry, I know what you mean. Yeah, you're not like, well, you're not so. Tied. You're not tied to anything, right?
Yeah, exactly. So I think at some point, like, when I go to Toronto, I can't work there probably, but it's why I would like to go back to Toronto at some point, or Canada, to work for a while, I think. I have a lot of friends in Canada, and then my partner also lives in Canada, so like it's been a long distance relationship for quite a while, so being able to go back to be there for a while, I think, would be good and nice. So, but definitely, like, Presnell 5 is like basically, and Skimbico, which is the like online website magazine that my mom owns and what she started. So both of those kind of are led to, or we're kind of growing them a little bit, but bit by bit, so that way us kids can kind of use them to create our own projects and stuff. So
It's awesome. Like, you're one of the most modern families I've ever encountered. Like, you're building, you're like the Kardashians. You're like building this media empire that everybody can sort of just become a part of at some point, right? But you're also, like, you touched on something like wanting to come back to Canada. Obviously, Toronto would welcome you with open arms if as soon as this stuff is kind of less hectic and crazy, of course. But you are definitely a Globetrotter. You're a dual citizen too, if I'm not mistaken, right?
Yeah. So since my mom is Finnish and I was actually born in Finland, so I'm Finnish. And then my dad is American, so I also have an American passport. So all three of us kids are Finnish-American. So that has, but I've also, after I was born, actually, lived in Germany for about almost 2 years. So I don't remember that, of course. I was only just under two before we moved to the States. And then for 3 years, we did live in Sweden between 2012 and 2015. And then, like I said, we lived in Canada between 2016 to 2017? Yeah, 2017.
Nice.
Yes.
It's interesting. It's also crazy how like recent a lot of this stuff is too, because like you were even saying, the company started in like 2018, which is only a couple of years ago, right?
Yeah. So we started at the first fall that we were living in Finland. So
So this whole like nomad lifestyle then too, because you talk about how like this is like one of the perfect moments in time, basically, unfortunately under the worst circumstances, that really highlights how much we can kind of do on our own in different areas of the world, right? Like the fact that we're even able to chat right now in this conversation is just a sign of the times with technology and whatnot. Like, do you see yourself wanting to settle down in a specific location for a long time, or do you like bouncing around, because your family's kind of bounced around a bit too, right?
I mean, there was definitely a point like in my teenage years where I was like, I just want to stay in one place, because I went to high school in three different high schools. So
that's hectic.
Every single year I was in a different school. So that definitely was like stressful because of the program that I was in as well. It's already a high, the International Baccalaureate program. So that's already a high intensity program. So moving around so much was also then kind of added the stress and kind of was not great for that. But I mean, I definitely think like moving around is beneficial and has taught me a lot. And like, I've definitely, I'm a lot more mature or a lot more well-rounded than I feel sometimes people that stay just in one place for their whole entire lives, maybe, just because like I've been able to see so much. And that's not saying that people that stay in one place are like, you know, lesser or anything. I'm just saying that like I've been able to see much more than some people have. And I think that has definitely like created the person that I am. I mean, I do have like dreams of like, you know, living in a nice little house kind of like out somewhere and like living there for a while. But for me, I feel like, and especially with like what the climate right now, that's not fully possible in that sense. Like I don't see, like it's very idealistic for me to kind of think that like to have like the ideal life in that sense of like having a family and staying in a house like in somewhere where like in some suburban area. I'm not a suburbs person, so I definitely would probably never move to the suburbs or, you know, for a very long time at least. So that sense, so I think it's a bit of both. I think it kind of depends. I mean, I don't want to be like in one place for like a year. That was stressful. And but I think I'm okay with it at the same time. Like I can stay in one place for a few years, or I can stay in a place for like 6 months and then move somewhere else. I think because my background, I've been able to move around so much that I can do both in that sense.
Yeah. I mean, what you touched on there is just like perspective, right? It's like people, I know I have like really, really good friends that have like never left Ontario or Canada and stuff. And they're not bad people. It's like they're not lesser in any way, like you said. It's just sometimes you get perspective when you just go on a trip somewhere. Even like some people can take a weekend trip and come back a different person depending on where you go. Exactly. And so like living somewhere is a whole different story. Like, you know, Fran and I have had to bounce around because life's been crazy the last couple of years too, into different places, and it just changes your perspective on what home even means, right? Like I've actually like I've had a weird way like lately, I've like since we were in New York for a bit and I was in LA for a bit before that, like I was having a hard time like just understanding like the concept of home and like where's home for me now. And I think like it's wherever, like for me it's like where my family is technically is usually home, right? But then it's interesting in your case where like your family has moved with you, where I've had to kind of move away from my family at times. But creatively it's just given me different perspectives of how I make things, how I think about things, and not that it causes like arguments or anything like that with people that don't do that kind of stuff, but it's just you can see different perspectives, right? You can just see like some people don't fully understand like the concept. And like I've been thinking about, I don't know if you've been thinking about this, but like the whole idea of like globalism and like being able to move at free will and stuff, like I don't know how that's going to change after all this. I hope it doesn't get affected too much, right? But it's on my mind.
I feel like definitely with the current situations, and that's why I'm like unsure that I'm still applying for my exchange because they're offering it, but I don't know if that'll even be possible this fall just because of everything. And I mean, that definitely is something that I think might affect like being able to move around so much in that sense because of it. So, and that's definitely that will have to be accounted for, I think, in the future. And hopefully it doesn't affect it too much, because like I said, I do enjoy moving around and I have,
it's all about hope right now. Exactly. Yeah. How have you been, like on that note though, but how have you been coping? How are things like school, I'm assuming is all online right now. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, it is online. I mean, I had actually the first lesson today, like last week I didn't have anything basically, like any online lessons. My courses, they've kind of, most of them have already kind of not ended, I would say, but like the contact lessons. I mean, we were supposed to have a few more for the courses, of course, but most of the things were just finishing assignments. Cause for me, at least my courses, most schools actually go until like mid May, end of May. But like my courses were already ending like end of April anyway. And that was mainly just to finish projects and present things. So for me, it's more of just being on that end, just finishing assignments and having a few extra tasks, of course. But then,
yeah, for sure. How are you doing outside of that? Are you like, I mean, I've been pretty vocal about how I've been having difficulty just like making stuff lately, but are you trying to draw? Are you trying to do painting? Are you doing anything just to kind of pass the time with what everything's going on?
Yeah. I mean, for me, drawing is like, it used to be more of like a hobby and then it became a bit of like schoolwork for me. And then, so right now I haven't been drawing too much, but I did bring a lot of my like art supplies with me, so I was thinking to do some art commissions just because to pass the time, like I said. And then I haven't had work videos, so I kind of actually on Sunday went out with Chris and we did like a photo walk, and I kind of like filmed him talking about like his film camera, so I've been working on that.
But, oh, that's awesome.
So hopefully that comes out good and hopefully he lets me post it. But
I'd love to see that.
I know, it's Chris. Chris finally in front of the camera, so I was like, this would be nice. Really cool. I keep trying to convince him to start a YouTube channel, so we'll see. But yeah,
this is a good time. I mean, if you have to start a YouTube channel, now's not a terrible time.
Right? I was like, you should do it.
Free time, yeah. Yeah.
But I think creativity wise, because I've been working, focusing on like school, and I have this event that is now being moved to online. So I've been working with that a lot. So I've been creating, I say, quote unquote, creating for that, but it's been more of just like writing things and planning like posts and stuff like that. So it hasn't been too creative. So I definitely feel that it's kind of weird. On the one hand, I feel weird about creating something that isn't about like the whole situation, but at the same time, I don't really want to create anything about this situation because I feel like there's enough of it online.
Yeah, exactly.
And I was actually watching Cody's vlogs that he started making, and I was like, they actually, like last night I was watching, I like binged like three of them, and I was like, oh my gosh, these are like so, they were so heartwarming, and I was like, damn, kind of want his daily vlog, but at the same time, I currently, I'm at back home with my family. So like there's four other people and a dog, and I'm like, I don't know how they'll go. You know, that's the other thing, is that just like, because I have been kind of technically away for 2 years or like a year and a half in my own place, it's kind of like, I come visit like all the time, and I just had my winter break here, but it's going to be interesting, just to say, to be spending like the next like couple of months, like just staying here.
Yeah, it's an adjustment for sure.
Yeah.
So I mean, even Fran and I are even feeling it too. Like, obviously, we've been living together for a while now, but it's totally different when you're 24 hours, basically, or 22 hours out of the day, you're inside, right? It's like we go for a walk or a run in the morning and try to maybe sneak one in at night too. But for the most part, we're, you know, we're ordering all our groceries, we're ordering anything that we need. We're not really going out unless it's absolutely essential. Exactly, so it's tough. It's like I'm now just trying to find, like, I think this is the week where I'm trying to really sort out, like, how can I get stuff done while Fran is here working and whatnot, like without having to do it like at midnight or like 1 a.m. while she's sleeping or something, right? It's like I gotta find space to think and make things and shoot videos if I can or whatnot. But I think you're in an interesting position too, of just like just because of your talents. Like I don't know if you followed Janina on Twitter, but she did like a sketch thing where she just like it was like reply to this tweet and you'll get like a sketch of your face.
Yeah.
But like it, like those kind of like little challenges, like as an artist, it's just cool to be able to be like, hey, shoot me one of your photos and like maybe I'll paint it for the next week or two or something like that. Like,
yeah, it's just, honestly,
there's interesting things to do.
Yeah, I think I have to do something creative that also isn't just on my laptop, because I think it just being on my laptop so much already for work and school and everything is just not good for my brain and stuff. So, yeah.
No.
And like I get the whole like the 24 hours basically with people, like we set up a desk upstairs in my parents' room,
yeah,
so that way we would have like a second space to work at, because
very smart.
We have an open layout downstairs where it's like the living room and the dining room, so the dining room is where we usually work, so it's like if it's just me and my mom working. But now that my dad is also home, my siblings are home. At least my siblings have their own room, so on that hand they have their desks there and they can work there. But for example, me, I sleep in the living room, so it's also kind of technically my space. So having the desk up here has been really nice to like do phone calls or my lessons, for example, and now this, for example, that's where I am right now under this blanket
that
I compiled. So yeah.
Yeah, I think it's like, you know, something that's what I talk about with if you're starting a YouTube channel or whatever, it's like, you know, your perspective is what's brought to a platform. You know what I mean? Like your experiences, the things that you're doing, and like even just hearing you talk about your family and like everything that you guys are doing and whatnot, like I would even just listen to like the Presnell podcast, you know, of you guys just chatting and talking about like even just how you're dealing with what's going on now, like a whole creative family all in one house is just very interesting to me. So if you ever did think about like doing the daily vlog, if you were discouraged by the fact that like everybody's home, I think it's really, really interesting. So I'll put that bug in your ear as like a concept, but I think I do think it's interesting.
Yeah, I think, it's more of like, I think it would be interesting, but also interesting to the fact that like I might irritate some people in the household. Because like there's been already a few conflicts and it's already been like only like what a week and a half, and so
yeah,
we're adjusting to that as well. I'll be real here.
Totally I completely understand. Like we're two people in house and I'm already feeling like Fran and I never argue, we never fight, and like now it's just like, oh wow, we're spending a lot of time together. And so like it's just inevitable. It's like having roommates in any situation, you know what I mean? Even if you go on trips with friends, like there's always a day where everyone just wants to get out of each other's skin. Like it's just, you know, leave me alone vibes. You just kind of need your space. Like I feel for people like Photo Finn, like he's got like a family of like 8 or 9 people or something like that. And they're out in the house. Like in the mountains or something like that. And I'm just like, I keep meaning to message him just to be like, are you doing okay, buddy? Like,
I know.
Sure, it's hectic for him during like normal times. Imagine them all having to be stuck home, right?
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. So that, I mean, I think for the most part for them, like most of them are home anyway, so I feel like it's not too different. But yeah, I could not do that, I don't think.
Yeah, it's just we're still in like, just for everybody, I think it's still an adjustment period. I don't know, like I don't know if we'll feel normal during all this. I don't know if it's gonna be like, you know,
I think it'll just be very, we'll all kind of like quote adjust to it, but not really, and it won't really feel normal, but it will just become what's it is.
For example
I have I follow this friend of a friend who, and she's in Spain, and like they're now gone on lockdown. They're like fully on lockdown. They can't even like leave their apartment basically. And I mean, I think they can go for like if they need to go get groceries, but that's basically it. They have to have like a specific reason, but they're on full lockdown until like end of April. And I think that's basically how everyone else is going to be. I mean, it could go longer, like social distancing, if people don't take it freaking seriously. I look at the states like this. As an American, I always just like such frustration with the United States and Americans. Yeah. And I'm like, this is so frustrating. So I think on that hand, it will just, like, going back to the original point that like it won't, they'll get adjusted to, but it won't be normal.
Yeah, no, I definitely feel the exact same way. And like, you know, this is the week where Canada kind of finally just like put the hammer down on staying home for people. Cause I think there was just way too many examples over the weekend of everybody going outside and stuff. So my whole thing is like right now is just like trying to get everybody to realize like the sooner we're better at just staying home, the sooner we'll go back to normal. The worse we are at this stuff is like the longer it's going to go on, right?
Yeah, exactly. I mean, like last week, I think last week there were still like bars and clubs open here. And I'm just like, you know, we have to then stay inside longer if you keep those open and people are out like, you know, in groups. Like we just drove down on Saturday. We were driving around because we took out the recycling and we drove down to like just by the water. Mm-hmm. And there was people inside the cafe. Like it was like a lot of people and we were just like, really? Like, come on. Like, we're social distancing for a reason, not to do this. I know it's like a nice day, but don't go to the cafe. Just walk outside. It's fine. Bring your own coffee in like a thermos, you know?
Exactly. Yeah. That's what's driving me nuts. It's like, on the beach, it's like simple things. Yeah. Yeah. It's like silly things that you can do at home, no problem. That people are going, we saw people going out for ice cream cones because we did the same thing. We went for a drive and we were just sort of driving around for a change of scenery and just, you know, we're just driving, which isn't causing anybody any harm. And it was basically seeing people outside lining up for coffees, people lining up for ice cream cones, people going to get burgers and stuff. And you're just like, yeah, I get it. It's a nice day and whatnot, but like, just, you know,
this isn't a vacation.
Exactly. Like, it's crazy.
That's not it. It's not summertime and it's not vacation. That's not it. That's not why you're home from work. Okay. That's
exactly.
No. Like there's
so anyone listening. Yeah, exactly. I haven't even done like a PSA on this podcast yet, but for everybody that's listening, like listen to Isabella and I, just stay home, please, so we can do podcasts in real life again. Yeah.
Honestly, like, yeah.
It's crazy. Just
incredibly frustrating. And like, I also like, I still had like a friend who was still going to work last week because like, you know, and they just hadn't closed the store yet. And I was just like, that is incredibly frustrating. Like close down the mall. You know, and we can like maybe end this earlier. And the thing is that in Finland, we have certain laws in place that like kind of it's very difficult for us to fully like put down on a lockdown like the government to. So on that hand, it's like it makes sense. But also it's just kind of frustrating because then people are still, going out and about. So just stay home, please. And maybe we can have a summer.
Totally. Well, Isabella, I won't take up a whole bunch of your time. I wanted to say I really enjoyed chatting with you. This is a super chill and long overdue conversation for sure.
This was really
And nice. I'm also just like, I'm oddly excited to see the stuff that you guys make while this is all going on. Like now I'm just kind of like, I'm hopeful that people can make some good things out of this like incredibly terrible situation, of course. But hopefully some good and hope can come out of it, or new projects at least that people think about. But at the very least, what I'm happy about is that more conversations are happening and we're chatting and people are talking, right?
Yeah, exactly. I mean, I feel like I've definitely been talking with more people in that sense because of it, because then I'm like, I'm on social media then more because I don't really have class or anything. I'm just at home. But so on the one hand, it's like, but I am talking to more people. So I feel that it's kind of nice in that way, like reconnecting with people and like this, finally talking like this.
Exactly.
So
like not just chatting with people in DMs and stuff. It's nice to actually have like human conversations, which it's so awful that it took a pandemic for some of us to do this, right?
But you know, hopefully then that will change the behaviors afterwards.
I completely agree. I hope that if there's one thing that's like lasting from all of this, is just like how we use the internet for things that are good and not so much crappy things that a lot of people use it for, right?
Yeah, exactly.
So, Isabella, how can people find all of your wonderful work on the internet?
Oh, yes. Okay, so I actually, everything is under my name, Isabella Presnell, like my website, Instagram, Twitter, YouTube. I don't think I have anything else that's relevant. Yeah, and my website is just Isabella Presnell. And then, yeah, you can find our company at Presnell 5, but perfect. That's for fun. But yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. So, okay, yeah. Sweet. Awesome. This was great. So what'll happen now is I'm going to stop the recording. And then if you can just leave this running, it'll tell you when the upload's done. And then I'll even just send you a note when it's done. But once that's over, then it's uploaded. And then I'll have this up later today.
Okay, cool. Yeah.
Sweet. Thank you so much. Please stay safe and stay healthy.
Yes, you too.
Okay.
You too.
I'll talk to you soon. Okay. Cheers.
Okay. Cheers. Bye-bye.
I hope you enjoyed that episode of Top Comp Podcast. I sure enjoyed that conversation with Isabella. It was super chill and super relaxed, and sometimes you just need that within the craziness of everything that's going on right now. If you want to be a guest on Top Comp Podcast, make sure you reach out to me on Twitter at I'm Patrick T. You can also tweet the podcast at Real Top Comment. I'm looking for new guests. I'm looking for new people to have conversations with. It's important right now for us to keep chatting with each other as we're all isolated and alone, and it just feels good. Trust me. If you like the music from this podcast, check out musicbed.com. They have a 30-day free trial, which is definitely beneficial right now when you probably don't want an extra expense. Special thanks again to Rode Microphones for supplying the microphone for TopCon Podcast. I'm using the NT USB Mini. I am currently in one of our restrooms, like one of our bathrooms, because Fran is doing exercises and I don't want to bother her, and she's up near my desk. And so if it's a little echoey, that's why, but I have a huge blanket over top of myself right now just to record this, and I just have it plugged in right into my laptop. I'm not sitting on the toilet. You can imagine that I am, but I'm not. Maybe I am. If you're enjoying Top Comment Podcast, make sure you rate and review us on Apple Podcasts. Helps us grow the Top Comment community, and it's very appreciated. But otherwise, you'll hear me next time I'm not sitting in the toilet. Cheers.